We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Hi, I'm Hannah.
Hi, I'm Catherine.
Hi, I'm Hallie.
Hi, I'm Julia.
Hi, I'm Sam.
Hey, everybody, I'm Ryan, and here's Karen.
Hello, everybody. Do you like to look up into the sky at night and see the beautiful stars?
When me and my dad go to the beach, we like to go out at night to the beach and just look at the stars.
Yeah, because the further away you are from the city lights, the more you can see God's beautiful lights that He created, right? How about you, Catherine?
It's amazing that they're so far away, like billions and billions of miles away, and yet you can still see them twinkle.
Yeah. Hannah?
Sometimes I'm jumping on a trampoline with my friends, and it gets really dark, and I look up and try to see, like, what the stars form.
Okay. Well, when I look at the stars, I think of a man from the Bible who God told that his descendants would be as numerous as all the stars in the sky. Who is that man?
Abraham.
That's right.
Abraham was a man who had not been able to have children with his wife Sarah.
God promised him a son.
And Abraham put his faith in God.
And God kept his promise.
God never breaks a promise.
God will never, ever, 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 God will never break his promise. He will never, ever, 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 God will never break his promise. He will teach you all his ways. He will help of trouble, He will save you. Put your hope in the Lord, put your faith in the Lord, put your trust in the Lord always.
God said, I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go.
That's His promise.
God said, I will be a father to you and you will be my sons and daughters.
That's His promise.
God said, I will never leave you. Never will I forsake you.
That's His promise to all who call on the name of the Lord. He will forgive them and He will restore. He will love them forevermore. God will never, ever, 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 God will never break His promise. He will never, ever, 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 God will never break His promise. He will teach you all His ways. He will help you in times of trouble. He will save you. Put your hope in the Lord. Put your faith in the Lord. Put your trust in the Lord always.
Jesus said, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry.
That's His promise.
Jesus said, whoever believes in me will not die, but will have eternal life.
That's His promise.
Jesus said, I will come back and take you to be where I am.
That's His promise to all who call on the name of the Lord.
Prophet Isaiah wrote,
Lift your eyes and look to the heavens.
Who created all these?
He who brings out the starry host one by one.
And calls them each by name.
God is in control of the heavens and the earth.
He created the stars and all the heavenly lights.
Isaiah also wrote,
"The people walking in darkness have seen a great light.
On those living in the land of the shadow of death,
a light has dawned.
You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy.
They rejoice before you."
He wrote, "For to us a child is born.
To us a son is given.
And the government will be on his shoulders.
And he will be called Wonderful Counselor,
Mighty God,
Everlasting Father,
Prince of Peace.
He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom
with justice and righteousness
from that time on and forever."
This was written before Jesus' birth. Isaiah was writing about
Jesus.
We all know about the beautiful star of Bethlehem that filled the sky with glorious light on the night that Jesus was born.
God sent Jesus to light our dark and weary world,
to reign over us.
Jesus is the Prince of Peace,
the King of Kings.
The star that twinkled over Bethlehem is still shining for you and for me.
It's there to light our way to Jesus.
This is the star God sent to Bethlehem to sparkle and shine.
Jesus was born, as it was the custom, Mary and Joseph took him to the temple to be blessed.
There was a man in Jerusalem named Simeon.
The Holy Spirit had revealed to him that before he died, he would see the Savior, the Christ.
Simeon realized that this was Jesus the Christ.
He took Jesus into his arms and praised God, saying,
"My eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people.
A light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel."
Simeon knew that Jesus was the Messiah, that Jesus was a light for all the people to see. Isaiah 60 says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you."
The Bible says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation."
Let us walk in the light of the Lord.
God is the light of life.
God is light. In him there is no darkness.
And Jesus said,
"I am the light of the world."
Dear Father, thank you for sending Jesus to light our world.
He's our everlasting light,
the King of Kings,
the Prince of Peace,
our wonderful Counselor.
We will never have to live in darkness.
We will live forever in his glorious light.
We give you thanks.
We give you praise.
Now and forevermore.
Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
Look up in the beautiful night sky and see all the twinkling stars that God has created for us.
Think about his love for us.
Think about his glory and how it fills the heaven and earth.
Think about his son, Jesus.
The light of the world. See you next time.
Recorded a new praise and worship CD that kids will love to sing.
It's called
Sing Praise.
We would love to tell you more about our ministry.
Check us out online at www.karenandkids.com
or give us a call and we'll send you a catalog.
1-800-527-5522.
Our mailing address is Karen and Kids, P.O. Box 168, Timonium, Maryland, 21094.
Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.